Please find a comfortable posture. Keep your back straight. Gently close your eyes. With your mind, scan your body from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Observe all of the different parts of your body individually and see if they are relaxed, free of tension or strain. Anywhere you find tension or strain, concentrate your mind on that area and allow it to release and relax. Now observe your whole body and think, my whole body feels very clear, almost transparent, very comfortable and relaxed. My mind is open, still and clear. Like space. I feel clear and alert, completely at ease and very relaxed. Experienced relaxation and peace. Feel harmony with your body. Feel close to yourself. Now send your loving thoughts towards yourself. Thinking, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. In the beginning of loving kindness meditation, we repeat words. Why we are repeating words? To make our intention. Then one day, that intention become an action. Every time when you say, may I be well, happy and peaceful, try your best to create that intention in your mind. What is well means to you? What is happiness? How do you define it? What is peacefulness? Don't think to yourself what is right way to define it. There is no right way or wrong way. The moment you understand, that's what it is. Because this loving kindness practice is a progressive practice. What you understand today, tomorrow will be different. Why is that? Because you are growing with this practice. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards your family. Think of them individually by names. Some of your family members are not here in this world. Maybe your parents are gone, grandparents are gone. But we all have some memories with them, with your parents, with your grandparents. Some memories are so positive, some memories are so negative. Even we don't want to think of them. When you are practicing loving kindness, we are not repressing those negative memories. We are taking them to the surface, looking at them with loving kindness practice. You can change your perspective about it. Whatever negative things happen with some of my family members because of ignorance, they did whatever they can. Good or bad. Now your children, grandchildren, spouse, just imagine their smiling faces in front of you. You are smiling to them, they are smiling to you. Maybe they are apologizing to you, you are apologizing to them. You are forgiving them. what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is completely letting go without reservations. You can forgive, but no need to forget. Impossible to forget. When those thoughts come to your mind, how you are handling them, how you are dealing with them, how you are accepting them and letting go, that is your practice. May they be well, may they be happy, may they be peaceful. Disappointment or anger don't serve you. There is no benefit. Now send your loving thoughts towards whole world. May all living beings, human beings, non-human beings, seen and unseen, born and unborn, far and close, so many beings, just create one thought, one intention in your mind, which is loving kindness. We call skillful thought or wholesome thought. Just maintain that thought in your mind as your daily practice. That means you are loving kindness. You become loving kindness. You cannot separate your life and loving kindness. Every step, every words, every action, every thought connected to your loving kindness practice. There is no separation. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now slowly turn your attention to the subtle sensation of the breath. Every breath you take in, you take out is taken mindfully. Focus on your natural, ordinary breath. What you do now, it is not another job. You just sit with your body and with your mind. Only difference is you are aware about it. Nothing to gain, nothing to lose, just be. Even don't try to let go, no need to, just be. How you are going to just be? Paying into your breath, that is the anchor. You are connecting to the present moment. If you are distracted by a thought or a feeling or a sensation, bring your attention back. Back to the breath or present moment. Mind wanders. How beautiful it is. If your mind is wandering, that is so natural. That means you are a living being. Your life is functioning. Be grateful to that. Just be aware. You cannot breathe last moment. You cannot breathe the next moment. But this moment, Now think to yourself, these many things that arise in my mind do not belong to me. When I think that they are mine to do as I wish, to cling to or to push away or to ignore, I generate enormous suffering in my life and in the life of others. May I continue to develop great regard, respect, and kindness towards many contents of my mind and my body. Now bring your palms together close to your heart. Make a wish for yourself, your life. Create an intention, how you want to live. How you want to keep your mind and your body. And also after meditation, if you want to think somebody who needs love, healing and blessings. Even you can focus on your departed ones. You can transfer some wholesome thoughts towards them, wishing them well too, wherever they are. May peace be with you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, happy to see you all this morning. I'm happy to be home too, after long travels. So, anyway, I know most of you maybe have children, right? Some are not, but most of you have children or you have worked with children. When you have children or when you are working with children, how did you feel? Tell me the truth. I know you love your children, right? When we have children, or when you are dealing with somebody's children or babysitting, how do you feel? What is your experience? I am dealing with a fly now, right now. Okay. Okay, okay. Okay, bring me joy. Okay, so now think about when they are young, as a mother or as a father, how was it? When they are like babies, then they are teenagers, you had to take them to school, you had to cook them food, lots of work, right? Then they are playing around, then they are running out. So children are children. So that means you are paying so much love, so much attention to them. So maybe you had two children, maybe mostly three. Now think about working with one child or two child or three children. I think it's a job. It's a handful, right? Lots of work. One father told me in Sri Lanka, sometimes there is no you know, sometime he wants to go to bathroom when you are doing the babysitting. He just hold it. Why? He cannot leave the baby. You know, that much commitment we all put into that situation, which is wonderful, nothing wrong with that, because you created, so that's your responsibility now. But when you are going through that process, there's some fun and joyfulness, as Linda said. Same time, sometimes you lose your time, energy, there is no time for you. I think I have 6 children. Can you believe that? I have 6 children. Where they are? I was thinking today, I have 6 children to take care of. If I have 1 child, it's better. Now I have 6. How many you have? Can you guess? All my 6 senses, including my mind. There's 6 children every day, day and night, I had to babysit. Sometimes I feel I want to kill them all. Be honest. We all feel sometimes, right? How annoying these 6 children are. Day and night, I have to protect them, I have to guard them, I have to give them dinner, I have to love them, I have to tame them, I have to tell them what to do. Lots of work. Then I was thinking this morning, among those 6 children I'm taking care of every day, what are the most stubborn ones? Can you guess? We all have 6 children. What are the most stubborn ones? Most difficult ones? Mind, okay, I understand. How about others? Maybe person to person, it will change a little bit. Huh? Pride, okay. Now think about your eye. What eye, that child, what he does? You know, see things. In simple words, see things. Always when we see things, I said, this is enough. We want to see more. Right? Then we hear things. We taste things. You know, especially our eye is very challenging. Especially when we hear, it is very challenging. So we are looking for more and more. What we are doing, giving more things to these 6 children, we try to make them happy. You ever feel they are very happy whatever you give? Those 6 children? No. They are asking more and more and more. Why you are keep doing things for them? Then you are believing, I was believing, after I'm feeding them, after I'm giving whatever they are looking for, they will be wonderful, they will behave really well, it will bring so much joy to my life. That's what we are thinking. More you feed them, more you giving them, what will happen to them? They are more spoiled. They are going crazy. They are going lunatic. Then you are thinking, after I give everything, now think about how many children, parents spoiled everyday life, giving more things, especially this country. Giving, 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 giving. Now think about how many toys you gave to your children. They ever said, oh, mommy, this is enough for me. I don't want any more gift for my birthday. Did you hear that? No, you know, after they play for a while, they now think of playing with a car, then make the wheels out, then throw it somewhere else. Then they are asking, go to the jewel or somewhere, I need this one. So that's what children, you know, always doing for you? How about your own six children? So you are keep feeding these six children, what is happening? Asking more and more and more. So giving them whatever they are asking, you can make them happy. You can make them happy temporarily. Maybe hour, like our children. After a few hours later, they are asking more. You can feed, then after a few hours, you have to do it again. Even you are full sometime, still you feel, I want to eat more. Why? Keep asking more. When you see things, keep asking more. So I can see why we are unhappy. Why we are unhappy now? Whatever we feed for our children, they always screaming and crying and asking more, we are not happy. You are thinking you can make them happy. So therefore, good mother, good father, good babysitter, I call the wise mother, not good, wise mother, wise father, wise babysitter, what they do? What they do, if you want to have good benefit. You teach them, you tame them, you are giving them love and attention to them, whatever they need to make their life more meaningful. But we don't do it. We don't do it. So, you can make them happy temporarily, but they are not content. Make sense? They are not content. So when you are practicing meditation, that's why I said during the guided meditation, it is not a job to do. You are not creating another job at the temple. You have enough jobs. That means you are wise mother, wise father, always they are busy. They have to make money. She has to clean the house. She has to cook. She has to do the laundry. Lots of work for the mother and father in the household. But wise mother or wise father, when he or she has children, they allow them to be free, which is wonderful. Allow them to be free. Okay, you do whatever you want right now. Then mother is cooking. Then mother is cleaning. Mother is, you know, the vacuum in the house with the friend. We do all those things every day. But wise mother, always aware, where is my child? What he or she is doing? On and talking to somebody. But wise mother, always watching, where is my baby? Go and put the fingers to the outlet or something like that. She's always watching and concerned. If drop everything, go and grab the child. Make sense now? So therefore, in your practice, in your meditation practice, is not controlling your faculties, your senses. Don't control them. We all love freedom. Children love freedom. Your senses also love freedom. Why we have eye to see? Nothing wrong with that. That's eye's job. Why you have ears to listen? That's the job. There's a sutra in the Buddhist teaching. One of the other religious leader, not the leader, leader student, visiting the Buddha. So when he was visiting the Buddha, he saw so many monks at the temple. But he was thinking nobody at the temple. But when he walked in, he saw so many monks. Everybody is so quiet and calm and maintaining themselves. He was surprised. He was surprised. Then he asked from the Buddha, Buddha, this is very amazing and interesting to see so many monks. They are so calm and quiet. How they are behaving like this? Buddha is very smart. So he didn't answer. He know what is the best time to answer. Then he asked, I know your leader, whatever you are following, he's a famous guy. How does he teaching you guys how to tame these faculties, your senses? His name is Upali. Then he said, easy. This is what my leader is telling me what to do. When you see things, don't look at them. Don't look at them. Close your eyes. When you hear things, put like this your fingers. Don't listen to them. When you taste them, don't taste them. That's what my teacher is teaching about the taming of our faculties. Then Buddha said, sometimes Buddha is very funny. Then he said, according to your teacher's teaching, deaf people, blind people, they are the best practitioners. Why is that? They don't hear. They don't see. Then Buddha said, that's not what I am teaching. What I am teaching, when you see things, see them. Then I am teaching them how to see it. When you eat, eat. Buddha said, don't eat. How are you going to eat? When you hear things, you can listen to them. But I am teaching how to listen to them. How beautiful that teaching. So therefore, our practice is not controlling our senses. Our practice, our meditation is how to live with these senses, how to manage them. So therefore, when you want to eat something, eat it. But be aware about it. So when you try to eat something, then you can do two ways. One way, you can do emotionally. Most of people are emotional eaters. This makes sense? Emotionally you can eat. Then you have a problem. Some people have issue, they cannot eat. Why? They have lots of fear for food. That's another issue. Why? People go into this extreme or that extreme. So mindfulness practitioner, always aware, always see clearly what exactly happened in this present moment. When you see things, also the same. I will tell you one story at the temple, what happened here. You know, I am a traveler. One day somebody heard I am at the temple, and this person sent me a text message, Bhante, I cannot come to the meditation Saturday morning. Can I meet you around 11:30 after meditation? I said, sure, I am here, you can come. Then we are messaging back and forth. Even in the Saturday morning, he sent me a message, I'm coming. He has to drive more than an hour and a half to get here. I said, yes, I'm here. I did the meditation Saturday morning here. Then I'm sitting, everybody left. I'm here. I was sitting in the office. Now, 11:45. He didn't show up. Even the morning, he sent me a text message. Then I was thinking, maybe traffic. It's okay, I want to give a little bit more time. He didn't show up. Then I checked my phone. Then I saw a text message. Bhante, I came to the temple. You know, but I didn't come inside. What happened when I parked my car in front of the temple, street parking, I saw there is another red car in front of me. Now think about this. That is my ex-girlfriend's car. What I saw, I was so upset. I was driving away and have to see you. I was thinking, I don't want to see her at the temple when I walk in. Therefore, having anger in my mind, I was driving so long, even without informing to you, this is what happened. I turned my car emotionally. I was driving. Now he is almost gone. Then he asked me, Bhante, she's at the temple. I said, no, she's not at the temple. I know her too. What I did? I sent a text message to her and asking, hey, my friend, how are you doing? Long time, no see, but I can see your car in front of the temple. I didn't tell the story. Then she said, Bhante, oh, I'm very sorry. I parked the car in front of the temple. I walk into the farmer's market. Now think about it. I walk into the farmer's market. Why, she's so familiar about the temple parking. Sometimes people do park in the temple parking lot and, you know, they are family. So if Linda parking in the temple parking lot is not a big deal because they are regular members. We know people. Nothing wrong with that. Then what she did, walk into the farmer's market. That's why she came to Woodstock. Now think about that. What happened to that man? He just saw the red car, make the whole story, ruin his whole day. Now you can see, because of our faculties, because of our senses, how we are creating pain, suffering, and disappointments. So in your meditation practice, nothing much to do. Actually, there's no job to do. Just be aware all your senses. When somebody say, Bhante Sujata is so mean and rude. Now people say that too. Sometimes people do that. Bhante Sujata is so mean and rude. You will hear it. Some people, I know, they just accept it. Oh yeah? Do you think that's the right way to, right way to do it for as a practitioner? What you have to do? Oh, happy to hear that, but I want to think about it. So get a little bit more information before you make the judgment. So that means all the time using our senses, we are making positive judgment or negative judgment. Judgment is all right. Please make the judgment. Why? We all have to judge for survival purpose. But what is the problem then? Condemnation is the problem. So now think about Linda. Almost 20 years we know each other. You know, I'm just making the example. I'm making it up. Right? Somebody come to you and say, oh, Bhante Sujata is so mean. So you have a choice now. Right? You have a choice. You can accept it or you not. So then in that moment, you can see where is your practice. People can say things. So just listen to that, whatever that person said. If you are condemning, really? He's bad? If you are joining, so that means something wrong with your practice. So just listen, be aware, process it, find more information, then decide. So my point today, as a meditation practitioner, when you come to the temple or when you live your life, nothing much to do, please do a best babysitter to taking care of your 6 children. If you are doing that, nothing to worry. You are peaceful, you are content, you are so joyful person. Thank you. Any thoughts, any questions? It's a big job, right? You know, you have a full-time job. You know, this morning, you know, me and Bhante Rahul, we always talking about the teaching and practice. I think most of the day we are spending our time to try to stand the life and discussing things and facing the situation, hear things, get the messages, always bombarding all those drama. But how we are going to maintain ourselves? That's what we do. That's what I practice. So therefore, whatever you did it here, that is your training. Now go out. Drive mindfully. Somebody honking you, don't get upset. Oh, somebody honked me. Maybe he just bought a new car. He's practicing how to honk. Right? Maybe accidentally he bumped into the honk. So change your perspective about it. Then you can live joyful life. So thank you so much. Thank you. So I want to ask you, if people are taking precepts, anybody here? Okay, so if anybody is planning to take the precepts, these are the bunch of books to read. So if anybody interested to take the precepts, October 19th, these are the books we are recommending to read. And also we are planning to do a couple of precept classes in person. Some people are coming out of state too, so please consider that. And also, next week, right, Rebecca? 7th is next week? Yeah. September 7th? Yeah, next week, very interesting event happening at the temple. This is one of my dream come true. Outside Unity Healing Garden is dedicated to the public. There is a big story around it. If you want to hear that story, so that the dedication, unveiling the Buddha, it is happening Saturday 10 a.m., regular meditation time. Please come and join, bring your family members. It's a very special day at the temple. And also, I'm requesting everybody to offer some flowers to the new Buddha, and please bring some flowers. Please come a little early. I know it will be a full house that day. Everybody is really excited to participate, because they never seen how we are unveiling new Buddha. Okay? So I'm planning to see you all. Anything else? Anything else? Any special things happening? No, right? Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody.